Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. 3, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, that's all of us, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:1-3 and 6. Welcome, 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 a big, big welcome to Let's Do a Radio Fourth Sunday Service, April 24th, 2022, with the spoken word from Prophetess Mae Carroll out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, speaking on faith today. I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you, to our worldwide Sunday service listeners. Welcome, listeners. And if you want to join us on the air, call us at 845-241-9985 to support the service. Now, let's give a warm Sunday spiritual hand praise to Prophetess Mae Carroll. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And now we will have a greeting from, yes, from Prophetess Mae Carroll. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, everybody. Greetings. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Inez, for the introduction. Glory to God. And
man,
I would like to say a word of prayer.
Okay.
Before I get started. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I welcome you, Father God. We welcome you on this airways, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, Lord God. And Father God, we ask that your Holy Spirit will flow from heart to heart, state to state, nation to nation, all over the world.
Yes,
in your holy name.
Yes.
Father God, it is at this time, Father God, we need you, Lord God, like never before. Father God, and Father God, we ask for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will be with us, Father God. That you will
manifest your Holy Spirit,
Father God. Myself being out of the way, Lord God, and your Holy Spirit taking place. And Lord, in the holy name of Jesus, I just want to thank you for this evening, this evening, Father God, and that you will use me for your glory, not me, but for your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to ask you to accept a repentance for all that are on the line, all across the nations, from every state, Lord God, and forgive us of our sins, oh Lord. And Lord, I just want to thank you for the gift of life, Jesus Christ. And Father God, that all that don't know you, Father God, will come running to you, Father God, turn to you and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved?
Yes.
And if they believe in their heart the Lord Jesus and that you have raised them from the dead, they too can be saved. Oh, Lord God, we thank you and we pray. And Father God, in the holy name of Jesus, I ask that you bless the radio station, Father God, Ms. Inez, and I ask that you bless all that are on the line. All that are
thank
listening.
You.
In Jesus' holy, mighty name, amen. Praise the God.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes,
you know,
yes, yes, yes.
Praise God. We all must think about what do we believe in and how much trust and faith do we have in God. Do we trust him with our lives? Do we trust him with my everyday living? Do we trust him when we have faith in him when we are going places? Do we have faith when we are trusting in him and the assurance that something is going to happen and knowing that the certain that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead of us? And we know that if we studied Genesis and all the books of the Bible, we know that men of God in those days of old were famous for their faith. And we know that by faith, by believing God, we know that the world and the stars, the whole firmament, in fact, all things were made at God's command. He spoke those things. He said those things. He said, it is so, and there he was. He said, let there be light. Let there be waters. And he divided the heavens from the land, and he brought all things into existence by his word.
Yes.
And they are all made from things that can't be seen. We can just only imagine how it really was in the Garden of Eden. But it was by faith that Enoch, he trusted God, too, and that is why God took him away to heaven without dying. And he was here, and all of a sudden he was gone. And I can just imagine what the people were thinking when all of a sudden Enoch is gone. He's here no more. And before this happened, God said how pleased he was with Enoch. And we would need to have that kind of faith that God can be pleased with us, that we can trust him. We can never please God without faith. We can never grow in God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to God must believe first there is a God, and there is one and only true living God, and that he rewards those who sincerely look for him, seek him, knock on the door for him, ask for him. And he will come with his Holy Spirit and abide with us. And I think of Cain and Abel. When Cain offered God a not so good gift, it was by faith that Abel obeyed God, and he brought an offering that pleased God, but Cain didn't. So you know that being a seed of Adam and Eve, and when Eve disobeyed God and allowed the serpent to take authority over her, well, then a part of her, that one of her children became a wicked seed. And so God accepted Abel and proved it by accepting his gift. And though Abel is long dead, we can still learn lessons by faith from him about trusting God. And so many they go out into the world, and you may be seeking a certain kind of job. Well, you may not get that job. You can't see how you get, because you don't even have the credentials, like a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, or even a doctorate degree. And you want that job, but you're a praying person. You're a giving person, and you're part of the kingdom of God. You have that mindset, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it. And then God will move. When you have that faith and trust God, he will move somebody else out of that position that you want and give you that. You couldn't see it at first, but then God says, because I am, I will do. And so the assurance of things hoped for, also the conviction of things not seen. And when we have faith in Jesus Christ, we are completely, totally relying on him. We trust in his name. We trust in his word, his power, even his intelligence, and his unconditional pure love. And by faith, when we put all that into and let that sink into our hearts and have that faith, God can move all kind of things that with a man's eyes, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. And having faith is believing in his teaching. You're believing, although you may not understand some things, all things. However, because who God is, God does. And you put your faith in Jesus Christ, When you do this, you put your faith in God, knowing that God hears and answers your prayers. In doing so, you're putting your faith into practice. You don't know how this is going to happen, but in doing so, you rely on entrusting the truth of God's word to make it happen. You're making a commitment to God by faith because you have faith in God and you trust him. Nevertheless, faith is a powerful action word. And you trust God. You have to trust God and have faith, and you have to put those things into action. And God will have your whole person. He's concerned about you. He wants you to have kingdom things. He wants you to have treasures. He wants you to be rich here on earth. He don't want you to live in poverty. And by faith, if you continue to put it in your mind and talk to your mind, to your brain, then it will start to meditate and illuminate inside of there, and all of a sudden you'll be seeing how things are just coming into progress and into manifestation. And so I often think about Sarah, this 90-something-year-old woman. God said that she and her husband, Abraham, he would be the father of many nations, and she would be the mother. Abraham, he trusted God, and when God told him to leave home and go far away to another land that he promised him, Abraham just took up, he got packing, and he just took up, got his wife, took his wife and his son, and, well, he didn't have a son at that time, but Lot, and he went on. He didn't think about, I know, I want to stay here with my daddy, I want to do this, and so many times, we have fear when our children are graduated high school and they can go into new territory, and we think about I know I did when my sons got ready to go in the military. I thought the word Lord, my sons can get killed out there. And one day my son said, Mom, we can get killed on the street. And so I said, yeah, they are telling the truth. So I had to have faith in God and continue to pray and trust God's word that God is going to take care of my son. And even when my daughter went off to college, I had to have faith that he was going to protect her and she wouldn't get out there and be wild and running to this place and all kind of parties and flunk out of college. God, he answered my prayers. I kept his word in my heart in praying. I trusted him in having faith in him. I believed him. And God kept them. And he, to this day, God is still keeping them. And so Sarah, too, she had faith because this was an older lady, and she passed the birthing age and bearing. But God can move into that womb just like he did Mary when Mary conceived Jesus. Not saying that would be the same birth for a woman, but that barren woman, if she have faith and pray, she can believe God that God will give her a child. I remember when I was going to a certain place of worship, and these women, they came to me and they wanted to have babies. And so I went in prayer for them. And the Lord said, tell this person you're going to have a boy. And he had me to lay hands on their stomach and pray over their womb. And then he told me the next woman and her husband, you're going to have a boy. And all those things, even one of my sons, when the Lord said he was going to have the boys, these boys are here now, praise God. But when God speaks through me and when he spoke through me, I had faith. I believed God's word. I didn't see it, but I believed what he said when he told me that I didn't doubt or anything. And so we have to have that kind of faith and believing in him, and we have to believe what we teach, what we put out there to other people. And so a whole nation came from Abraham, who was too old to have even one child. And a nation, God multiplied with so many millions of people that like the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea, could not be counted by man's mere eyes. These men of faith, I have mentioned, they died without ever receiving all that God had promised them, but they had faith in that the generations to come, that what God said is so, as in Genesis, let there be, and it was done. And so we have to wait and have faith in expectation of God. This is, God is going to do this. And that because his word is powerful and an action word, we can believe that it's going to happen for us. And we have to have faith that God will take care of us. Get sick. And so many do. You want to get well. You're praying and you run into this doctor, this doctor. Sometimes the doctors can even find what's going on. But there's a higher power. And there's the God who knows, and he's listening. He's hearing when you, and he, when you have faith in God. It's also walking without fear. You don't fear. I remember when I was so sick that I was, and I lost a lot of weight. I was on the bed of affliction. I said, Lord, I said, if you don't heal me, take me. And the Lord said, it's not your time and it's not your turn. And because he told me it wasn't my time and it's not my turn, I had faith. I said, but then God, I want to live. And praise the Lord, I was diagnosed. God sent me to the right people to find out what was going on with my body, my immune system, everything. And from that day on, he brought me up from my affliction. And God would do it for anybody. You have to believe. And God will move you up ladders and put you in high places that you look at yourself and you say, man, how did this happen? And he can do it so quickly. If you get on the course and follow the path that he's leading you to and have faith in that, he will move mountains for you. Then the scriptures say, it is written that if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, a grain, and you ask him, believing that this will happen, he will move this, then it will happen. It is very important to live by faith. Even when negative things come, and they will, make a leap of positive faith in your mind that will lead you to a kingdom mindset for abundance in your life. Faith and trusting God is having confidence in yourself and expecting the very best for yourself. While God was testing Abraham, he still trusted in God and his promises. And so, when God told Abraham to go far away and to offer up his son Isaac and to be ready to slay him on the altar of sacrifice, Abraham did not falter. Abraham, because God, through God, had promised to give Abraham a whole nation of descendants. So Abraham didn't even doubt. Abraham got everything ready, got his son, took another servant with him, and Abraham went where God told him to go, and Abraham was getting ready to sacrifice his son. And he believed God, and he said, well, God, he believed in that, well, God's telling me to do this, he'll bring Isaac back alive. And because he had faith. And so he believed that if Isaac died, God would revive him and resurrect him. And so Isaac was doomed to death, and he thought that, well, he's going to bring him back alive. But it was by faith that Isaac knew God would give future blessings even to his two sons, Jacob and Esau. And God had a ram. He had a in the bush that was caught in a thicket. So he didn't have to sacrifice his son. But, you know, God will allow, he will allow us, and he will see will we be obedient to his word when he tells us to do things. I remember there were so many times he would tell me to get in an automobile and tell me to drive somewhere. I said, well, Lord, I don't know where I'm going. What am I going for? He said, just obey. And God would take me to places and show me where to go and tell me to go this direction, that direction. I had faith that I wouldn't get lost because I was alone. And I would go to these places I'd never been before and get on this interstate and go off into the cities and all of that. And God would lead me. And by faith, I trusted in him. He would bring me right back on the path that I needed to go back to the destination that he was sending me back to. And so it's all is according to your faith and what you believe. And I think back, I was thinking back on the story of Moses, how when Moses was born, his parents had faith. When they saw that God had given them an unusual son, imagine how these parents feel. This child is different. When Pharaoh, the evil king, ordered all the sons to be murdered, his mother, having faith, believed in God, that she put him in a basket and set him in the river, and this basket floated to Pharaoh's daughter. And Moses became a king right there, the Pharaoh's grandson, right there in the midst of Pharaoh. He didn't even know he was a Hebrew. And Moses, when he got older and knowledge, Moses remembered that Moses came to the knowledge that the Hebrews were his people. And so they trusted that God would save them from the death of the king, which he had commanded. And they hid him for 3 months and were not afraid. Now, why were they not afraid? Because they had faith. And I always tell the young ladies to be around me and the people that I meet, you have to have biblical faith. You have to think and believe like those of old that had faith in the Bible. And so it was by faith that Moses, he refused to be treated as an Egyptian. So he went to his own people, and he thought that it was better to suffer for the promised Christ than to own all the treasures of Egypt. But he was looking forward to the great reward that God would give him. Moses had faith. And Moses, if you read it, the story about it, it is written that he even killed a person. But you know, it was Moses. It seemed as though he could see God right there with him. And it was because he believed God would save his people that he had told them to even sprinkle the blood, told them to kill a lamb, and on every doorpost to put precious blood upon the doorpost of their home so that God's terrible angel of death could not touch the oldest child in those homes as he did among the Egyptians. And they trusted in what Moses said, and none of those homes, the Hebrews, none of them, their houses were touched. Neither were any of their families died from that plague that God sent upon them. And so the people of Israel, they trusted God and went right on believing in God. God led them all the way through the Red Sea. They went, though they were on dry land, but when the Egyptians chasing them tried, they all were drowned. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And by faith, if you believe and trust in that, you will enjoy the riches of God. The things that God has spoken and said to you, his word will be confirmed even through others and manifested. Because whatever he sends his word out to do, he's able to perform it, and he will accomplish what he sent his word out to do. God will use his messengers to come and give you a message from him. And by faith, if you believe you can be healed, you will be healed. If you believe that you're blind, if you're blind and you can't see, by faith, you can't see, but God is doing the impossible. And then all of a sudden, then you are seeing. It was faith that brought the walls of Jericho tumbling down after the people of Israel had walked around them 7 days that God had commanded them. They just did it. But so many times we meet so many stubborn people when God, and disobedient people, God can tell them to do something, and then they come running, they worrying, they complaining, they mumbling, they grumbling. And myself, I get sick of it. But they have to believe. You have to believe yourself. People that pray for you, they can pray all day long. But if you don't have some belief in your body, believing that God can do the impossible by faith and get out of that complacent place that you're in and start thinking kingdom-minded, you'll forever be in a swamp, forever not knowing the truth of God's word, forever not believing, and forever things that's happening to you over and over and over again is not good. But if you have faith and trust in God, so many wonderful things can happen. When we give God our all and we turn to him and we may have a made up mind, I don't care what's happening, I don't care how it looks, I'm going to trust him, I'm going to keep the faith, and I'm going to do all that God requires me to do. Having faith does not limit one's potential. It helps you in the things that you want to do. Nothing grows without the strength of God. You have to have faith and grow in faith. Having faith also is knowing that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You belong to God because you belong to him. He's in you. He's living in you. He has a home inside of you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. When you trust God and have faith, God will give you a new life through the truth of his word, and even your children, when you're praying for your children, you will be God's new family. He said, you will be my people, and I will be your God. And it is so important to have a made-up mind, to trust God, to have faith in him, believe him, and know that God loves you unconditionally. He wants to do things for you. No, it don't look like nothing is happening, for no, the bills are coming. The rent is due, the mortgage is due, the light bill is due. All of these things are hitting you. Back and forth. But if you have faith, God will show you a way out, and God will show you just how to take care of that when you are guided and led by him. God is a father of instructions and directions. God is a father of leading you down and telling you which way to go, how to do things. If you listen to him, having the Holy Spirit, God will execute his actions through the Holy Spirit to you in order to get things done. But if you want to be stubborn and in disbelief, no, it's not going to happen for you because you don't have no faith, you don't trust God, and you want to do it your way. Well, doing it your way is not going to work. You have to do it God's way, and you have to believe in what God is telling you to do and do it for yourself, for your children, and even Rahab, the harlot, did not die with all the others in her city when they refused to obey God. But she gave a friendly welcome to the spies. She even hid them. She had faith, although she was who she was. She knew that God was real, and she knew who these men of God were. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. And I'm also reminded of those that are people who all trusted God and rejected with one battle. They overthrew kingdoms, ruled their people well, and received what God had promised them. It was kept from harm. God will keep you from harm when you have faith. He will keep you in perfect peace. Your mind is settled. Your mind is content. And even through faith, you will escape death by the sword. So God will make you strong when you're weak. He will stand you up on hind feet, and you can run and not be weary. God will do so many things with you if you have faith. And all these men of faith, though they trusted God and won his approval, they believed when they were living, and God showed them a new and better way. Have faith. God loves you, and I love you too. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. You went right directly into speaking on me. I wasn't ready for that. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Prophetess
Praise
May.
The Lord.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank
I
you.
I'm saying that you're getting ready to go into unknown territory. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Taking you higher. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
And expect.
Amen.
A big
thank
reward
you, thank you, thank
because
you.
Of what you're doing. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you,
Ooh,
thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you. That is received. That is received. Thank you so much.
Lord,
now we will have a poem by Shajuana Williams.
Praise the Lord.
Hey,
you Shajuana Williams. Amen.
Okay, say your name now.
Shajuana. The J is silent.
Shajuana, thank you. Okay, thank you,
okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's mm-hmm. okay. And this is what God gave me, and he literally just gave it to me like 30 minutes ago. And so
mm-hmm.
it's titled, In Times Like These.
Mm.
And it reads, we're in a time upon the earth where the church has lost its voice. People falling away, and evil is the choice. Fathers against their sons and mothers against their daughters. Babies being born in pedophiles like sheep being led to slaughter. Gun violence in schools is like the world's latest trend. Prayer being taken away has opened the door to sin. Pastors in a pulpit preaching being get paid. Grab a couple of sisters. It's time to go get laid. They draw the big crowds because correction is never mentioned. Without power of the Holy Ghost, how can there ever be any conviction? But when truth comes to town, a man with God's power, folks scatter like ants in the midst of a rain shower. They begin to run. They begin to lie, even on Facebook, and it's disappointing, only condemning themselves, but you cannot prosper against God's anointing. There's always money for war, but not enough to feed the people. Folks being tricked, thinking Satan is God's equal. Girls wanting to be boys, and boys wanting to be girls, submitting to the demonic spirit of homosexuality in this world. And as the world is going to hell, the church is going to sleep, while God is commanding, get up and feed my sheep. Though it's looking dim, the Holy Spirit is still in it. Don't you all know that God always has a remnant? There are people praying. There are people trying. Some of us are living. Everybody's not dying. There are men and women walking in his glory. That's the very reason I'm able to tell this story. This is not just a poem, but a calling from the Lord. People wake up, repent, and get on one accord. But Satan will destroy you. Sin leads to the grave. Jesus offers life, the opportunity to be saved. Healing, deliverance, all that is good. Turn away from wickedness and live as you should. Accept the gift of salvation and let God make you new. You have no idea of the plans he has for you because the world is not getting better. There are so many demonic seeds. Jesus is the only answer, and we need him in times like these. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I got to give I got to do this. Hold on a second, please. One moment. There we go. I got to do this. Thank you, Shawana. That was nice. That was, and you just did that. You sound like me. I do the same thing. I write poems when times are bother me, when things bother me. That's when I come most poetic. But thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll have invitation to discipleship, and welcome to the family. I don't know if Prophetess has anybody assigned for that or if she would like to do that.
Stephanie, praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the time now. After hearing the word being spoken so plainly and so clear to any and everyone that's on this airways that's listening in, that you will examine your heart and your mind and realize that God said, come right now. The time is now. He said, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Knowing that this mm-hmm. is the time for you to come, accept the Lord, each and every one. Come. Don't be afraid. Don't let the enemy cheat you out of having the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift that no man can give you, life and life more abundantly. You're welcome. Come. He said, let everyone who will come to the table, for it is spread. So praise God. We're opening the invitation for every man, woman, boy, girl, from 1 to 100, come. The Lord said, come. We ask you. The Lord is asking you, while the blood is running warm in your veins, to come. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to, while people are, if they don't want to call in at 845-241-9985, they can. If they want to be prayed for, they can call in. If they want to give their life to Jesus, they can do that. I'm going to play the song by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, Give Jesus Your Heart, and then we'll come back. And then if somebody has called in that wants to give their life over to Christ, we'll check on that, but right now we'll play Give Jesus Your Heart from the Don't Turn Away From God album. Yes, give him your heart. Give Jesus your heart. Yes, that's over the Don't Turn Away From God album, out by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. So I don't know if anybody out there has called in. Doesn't look like it, but if Stephanie would like to welcome those people who are the listening audience to the family, you can go ahead and do that at this time.
Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for everyone who has surrendered their lives to the Lord. And
yes.
Now the family of God has enlarged, and we're just excited about what God is doing. Because one thing about it, God is in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy, he has no victory. I was just giving God the glory for what the prophetess was speaking on. It was so powerful. But it's a reminder to each and everyone that's on this line that once you have accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior, that your life will
mm-hmm.
never be the same. Everything that happened before is over. You have a clean slate, a new beginning. And don't dare let anyone remind you of anything in your past, because if God has thrown it into the sea of forgiveness, it is forgotten. So I welcome you to the family of Jesus Christ. For your life your life is just beginning. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a big thank you to this fourth Sunday service speaker, Prophetess May Carroll. I didn't even get to do her bio. I didn't get to nothing. She just went in. She just said, shoot, I don't need a bio. They'll hear who I am, and they'll know who I am. So that's that's fine. I just at least want to let you know who spoke today. She, Prophetess May Carroll, is a loving mother of three, along with 11 great-grandchildren. She was called into the office of prophetess in 1997, and she has since been a messenger of God to his people. Prophetess has been used as a dream interpreter, counselor, healer, and mouthpiece for Jesus Christ. She has ministered to all people all over the world, including Africa, Canada, etc. Prophetess May is the overseer of Women on Fire Intercessory Prayer, and she is and will continue as a forerunner for Jesus Christ as he continues to pour his apostolic anointing on her life. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that timely message on faith, because we all sometimes lose our faith. If we don't have it, we lose it. Even that little tiny grain that she spoke about, sometimes we just like give up on ourselves. And this would have been, is also timely as we spoke about suicide. So, you know, please don't give up on yourself. Have faith in God. And if you feel like you're at that point of giving up, you know, you can call us, you know, you can email us, do something. But before you do anything drastic with your life, give it over to God, and he will change your life. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And if anybody has anything they'd like to say, I'll call out the last four of the telephone numbers. And if you just say you're just listening, that's fine. We can go from there. The last four is 1-839. You can tell us who you are and where you're calling from. The last four, 1-839. And if you're just listening, just say just listening. Last four, 1-839. Okay. The last four, 7240, Mr. Marcus. You have anything you'd like to say? Okay. Reverend Ron, 0380. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Reverend Ron? Okay, he's left us. The last four, 8268. Can you tell us where you're calling from and who you are? Okay, 8268. Thank you. And 5535. It's almost like your visitors. So if you have anything you'd like to say, go ahead and let us know who you are and where you're calling from, please. 5535, last four. All right, thank you. And Reverend Ron has returned. 0380,
yes.
Reverend Ron, hi.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. Grateful for the marvelous opportunity to share. And thank you, Prophetess May, for such a timely word, Now Faith. And we're grateful for all the listeners to share on this
evening service.
Thank you, Prophetess May. Keep on keeping on and keep on encouraging the people of God around the world. God certainly have a reward for you. And thank you, Sister Inez, and to Stephanie, and to everybody.
You're welcome.
It was one of the very beautiful poems that you read, and I certainly enjoyed it. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Oh, you got to talk about your album, sir. You can't just come on and not talk about your album.
Okay, that was the Praise God album you played, Sister Inez. And all of those albums, you can get them on. That was a Praise God album. You could get all of the albums, iTunes, CD Baby, CD Universe, just all over the world, 22 stores that have the albums. And the last album we just dropped, Don't Turn Away From God album, very beautiful album, very timely album for this time. So if you will, click on and make your purchase of one of the albums and bless the ministry so we can be a blessing to other talent out there. God bless you, and I love you a whole big bunch.
Thank you. And I think somebody else was trying to say something a few minutes ago. Any last words from you, Prophetess May, before I do the announcements?
I thank you for giving me the opportunity once again.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody for listening. Thank you, Elder Ron Marshall. And I pray that it has touched many people's hearts, that they will think about their life and how important it is in this hour, in this world, to turn to the Lord now, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And I appeal to the young people everywhere to be concerned about their lives and to know Jesus. So many don't know Jesus.
Man.
And to slow down and study the Word of God and see what their purpose in this life God would have them to do, and turn from those things that are keeping them in the going to the wrong direction. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And announcements, these are basically what's going to be coming up from this next week on the Let's Do It Radio. April 26th, Tuesday, I have a segment called Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It. And the guest that evening is going to be Wally Vaughn, and it's Mega Bread's Crumbs, a conversation about self-science and strategies to maintain financial independence so your soul and wallet both get fed. And at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, April 27th, of course, it's a Bible study with the Reverends Carolyn and Rodney McCullough, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. The 28th on Thursday is we're going to have the view of the kingdom come back to us from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, an ideal man for the ideal woman, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And May 1st, we have First Sunday Service with Communion and Reverend Carolyn McCullough out of Arlington, Texas, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And as Reverend Ron says, don't forget to purchase his album on all of the music media, Amazon, CD Baby, Spotify, anything out there, music to do with music, you can purchase his album. And so if you want to listen to this episode again or any of our episodes on demand, you can do that by visiting the homepage of doitallinthemall.com and click on the radio icon on the right-hand side of the page, and you can peruse all of our shows and from the past, from day one. And please share these shows if you like them on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, any of your social media platforms that you have. And you can email us also if you want to be on Let's Do It Radio and maybe have a topic at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. So, you know, we could talk about it and just hit us up. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful day, and I just appreciate each and every one of us and each and every one of you. And I just want to say that we did lose one of our listening audiences yesterday, Sharon Curry. She used to be on the shows Keeping History Alive. She passed away yesterday. Pastor B told me that she had passed yesterday. She didn't tell me how, but that she did. So please keep her and her family in your prayer and give them your condolences. But I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez. I am CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs at www.anaisebalcour.com. And I am on Facebook and Instagram at anaisebalcour. So please bow your head as I say this prayer. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. And please keep the faith and just remember each and every one of us in prayer. And please, 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 please look out one for another as this prayer is being said. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Yeah.
Be blessed and have a good evening. Thank you for joining us. Good night.